Buck, joining us now in our studios is Northfield's City Administrator, Ben Martink. Morning, Ben.
Morning, Jeff.
We have you had a work session last night, as the council regularly does on the second Tuesday of the month. Richie, I asked Rich for the agenda. He gave it to me in one item, budget work session. That's it. So the agenda won't do us too much good today, but it is. This is the, I guess, first kind of a, you've been working on the budget, obviously, for a while. The department heads, I'm sure, all keep all that stuff in mind all year round. But as far as that budget process goes, you're really kick-starting the whole thing now. And last night, did you get kind of a framework, a skeleton of a budget together?
Yeah, it's really, Rich, like you said, this is really the kickoff, I would say, of the council policy review, really getting into the detail of it. So 3 hours of looking at numbers, asking questions about operations, and it's really kind of a more of a marathon than a sprint as we go through it. And there, as we approach it, we did go through probably 9 different budget sub-items, I guess, under that. So I could have given you the sub-agenda that we had within that. But we kind of tick off a few of the things at a time. And then also start to look at the harder things as we go down the road. There's a few key milestones ahead of us. At the end of September, we have to set a preliminary tax levy and budget. So we got a couple of months. This meeting and then the September meeting are the two heaviest meetings that we have related to our budget process. We do have labor contract discussions where we do some closed meetings at the end of, or a closed meeting at the end of August, where we get into some of our labor costs, which is a large portion of our budget cost. And then as we go on through the year, there's other meetings, but that's kind of a first milestone at the end of September, because you set a maximum property tax levy at that time that you cannot increase after that point in time. But we did take on a few things last evening that we kind of checked off the box, which are pretty major pieces of the budget, but ones that take some time as well. So our fire department, fire and rescue services, were part of a joint powers agreement, as you know, with Dundas and our rural townships. And they've completed their budget and recommendation to the entities. It goes back to the local jurisdictions to approve that. We have until September to authorize that, and it's on our agenda for next month for approval, or excuse me, next week for approval on that. And so we walked through that. Not really many changes on the fire department operations, a couple $1,000 increase with that. So quite stable. Most of the funding either goes to our lease, our bond repayment on the building expansion, and then our personnel costs run the fire department. And other than that, equipment's usually the big expensive item, and we've got nothing on next year's list, but we have a pumper and a tanker coming up in a couple of years that we're going to be starting to plan for financially to help pay for. Northfield pays about 75% of the operational cost of the fire department, because it's based on kind of population and calls for service, mm-hmm. and things with that. So kind of check that one off. That one will be on the consent agenda next Tuesday. Another big milestone one, it's September. We've also been following a practice to really take on our utility funds and enterprise funds early in the process. So that includes things like wastewater, water department, stormwater, garbage, and related to setting for fees, because that one's really based on kind of customers. We do 5-year rolling rate studies and capital planning. So we went through operations capital of that, and looking at about for the end of September, we probably won't be spending much more time on this besides just labor cost adjustments as we work through that in this budget. But water rates are going up about 1%, wastewater 1.75%, stormwater 5%, and no change to our garbage fund is being recommended. And so that's been a pretty consistent rate increase that we've been seeing over the past few years based on our studies that we've been doing. That translates to the customer paying about $71 per month this year, and it'd be increasing to $72 per month for next year, so a $12 per year increase for those funds.
Now, you mentioned the stormwater was a little bit higher, 5%. And if memory serves, I think that has been a little bit higher in recent years. I'm not really sure off the top of my head, and I guess I don't expect you to have the answer, but is there something going on with the is it more expensive to get rid of that storm water? To are there some extra, it's going up a little bit more than the cost of inflation, so
yeah, and why percentage wise too, it's actually the lowest amount out of all of our utilities within that total $71 per month. The stormwater portion is about $7, a little over $7. So even though it's 5%, that one's got the lowest impact of the increase because it's such a small amount. And I would say that part of it's because we just have a lot of stormwater maintenance as it relates to our stormwater ponds, dredging, that kind of a thing. We're doing some additional flood studies in our downtown core as it relates to the Cannon River. As we, you know, at least we haven't had it this year, but historically we've been seeing more flooding. So that's been driving that one. And we'll know. Actually, that was a question last night, Jeff. So as it related to the stormwater piece of it, Mr. Bennett said, as we do some of these flood studies downtown, that will probably drive a lot more where we're at with rates and our capital planning for the upcoming rate analysis that we do the stormwater fund. So we're kind of waiting to have that analysis before we kind of look at the rates to tie to that.
All right. Well, I have to commend you on using both your laptop and your phone to find answers for you. And you did it in just about record time. So good work there. Once again, Ben Martig, Northfield City Administrator, is with us. We're talking about the budget, which was discussed last night at the council work session. Okay, we move through that. What was next? The next item? You mentioned there are several bigger ones that you wanted to get checked off.
Yeah, two other ones. The liquor store operating fund, which, you know, our liquor store has been at capacity for quite a while and running pretty efficiently. So really not too many operational changes. We are putting a little bit of dollars into the operating budget to continue to have some assistance related to analyzing potential site locations, because we're looking at the ability to expand our footprint, I guess, to have more product and better serve our customers with a store that's a little more accessible, easy to navigate, and more pleasurable shopping experience. So it's all about location, though, as it relates to that. So you've probably been talking about this for decades with Northfield in the liquor store. We're still working on it. And again, it's so we've got some dollars there. We shared a little bit as, you know, we're still looking at where I had a couple slides just on refreshing on locational preferences. In the past, the council's really put a priority on wanting to be in proximity of the downtown. It's actually strategically good to be close to grocery. So we have two different grocery stores right in our downtown core, not far from where we're at. It's good to be on a busier street so that it's visible, easy to find, and you might get some impulse buying with that. Corner lots are ideal if we can. And some of the goals we have.
So you're staying in place then?
Yeah, right. There you go.
The current liquor store.
Well, it could be one site. The challenge of the existing liquor store site, it would be a great one. We'd probably actually need to acquire some property around us and don't know the willingness of the owners to do that. But the challenge on liquor is it's not an easy business to relocate temporarily, which you would have to do on our site. So we have seriously looked at that, and we've looked at expanding it too. But the tricky part is you got coolers and you got a lot of product, and it's not the easiest operation to like find a temporary space to move while you're building. But that's an option. It's actually one of the areas on the map that we showed. It could be the current site or the immediate area. So Division Street coming in on Fifth Street, or there's a couple of places, you know, a couple of areas, I guess, that we'd be looking at. Another goal would be is if we're going to be in that downtown, can we make multiple wins on this? We have goals of densifying kind of our urban core. So could we create a multi-level building, a multi-purpose building where maybe there's some other uses, or it could be our offices or other things. One other site on Highway 3 that we've been looking at, the what we call the Q Block site, is kind of where the quarterback club's that location, not far from the transit hub. But again, we haven't talked to all of the owners on all of these site options, but we're looking at it, and we'll be exploring some of those as we go ahead. So it was kind of just a touch base with the council again on where that's at. Any serious discussion with the council would certainly, or any serious discussion about acquisition would certainly come back to the council. There'd be, you know, public discussion on it. As it relates to real estate, though, some of that could move quickly depending on, you know, if you get an opportunity to purchase that, could move along fairly quickly. But that one's pretty much put to bed as well, so we probably won't be looking at the liquor store operation kind of heading with that. The last one I would say that we kind of put to bed last night until the September meeting was we've historically gone to a statutory maximum property tax levy to help fund our Economic Development Authority and our Wastewater Authority. State statutes really put a maximum amount based on your market value as a community to do, you know, business development, economic development, and also housing in redevelopment work. And so it's about $306,000 for both the EDA and the HRA. So we usually like to present their budgets after that preliminary levy is set so that we can focus on the more difficult kind of general fund operations first. So the council expressed, at least we had five of the seven there actually last night, so we got some support to set that maximum levy, which has been our historical trend to do that. But at least we can kind of say, okay, we know you're good with that. We'll set that levy, and then we'll have our staff come back probably in October and talk about some of the projects and programming that they're looking with both of those operations. But it does help kind of create more certainty and allow us to narrow in our focus going forward.
City Administrator Ben Martig with us. We're talking about last night's council work session. They discussed the 2022 budget. You got those a number of items checked off, as you just have mentioned, but what are some of the other things that have gone on and need to be done to get in order for you to get that preliminary levy out by next month?
Yeah, so that gets into the operating budgets of all of our departments, primarily in the general fund, you know, administration, police, streets, parks, library services, emergency management, engineering, and in internal things like human resources, finance, and all of that kind of get put together. Those detailed budgets were, we had a lot of written information in the packet. We didn't have a lot of time that we dedicated to the end on that one. But we did present some of the, you know, overall costs that we're seeing in labor that's being driven. We had last meeting focused a lot on, in July, we had focused on our debt service. So we kind of know that that one's pretty much fixed. So that piece of the levy's done. So we're really honing in on that general fund. And part of the, we've kind of got all of the department requests. We shared with the council basically the kind of the kitchen sink of all the things being asked for. And then we also looked a little bit at some of the staffing, new staffing requests that are being made as well by the staff, and we'll be kind of evaluating those. So we did a little preliminary review of some of the interest in staffing levels that were presented, and we had about potentially six or seven, kind of positions that have been discussed based on some feedback we got at the last council meeting related to one of our community development positions. But public is an example. Public Works Department, has been looking at adding another horticulturist, arborist type of position related to just downtown, doing work downtown, but also across the city related to, you know, parks maintenance, giving direction on tree management, what types of plants, that kind of thing. We've been, you know, in this community spoiled with volunteers. Jody Code's been just a tremendous volunteer, unpaid volunteer mm-hmm. for the community doing work, and we know that that's going to need to transition out. So we've been actually looking at this position a couple of years. The engineering department built into some of our project costs, looking at additional engineering. We got about, I think it was like $34 million over the next 5 years of infrastructure projects, and so capacity is a little bit of a challenge. And you have to pay for it one way or the other. You can outsource it, or one benefit is if it's in-house, can we get some added benefit there? So that was a position. Following up on our police study from 2019, the one position that's left to complete what they were recommending with that external independent review was one more police officer to help with community policing efforts, cover when we have people in absences. You know, we do deal with sort of a larger operating department. We sometimes get, you know, personal leaves, paternity, maternity leaves. You get military leaves. You get vacation time. And so sometimes you get struggled with overtime, and trying to fill those shifts can be difficult. So that's a position that's been looked at before, that which is on the table for discussion. Community development, we're looking at, we had a discussion last meeting about possibly taking over some of those duties of the NDDC, the downtown work, but also helping our planning department out to maybe merge a position. The council had talked about possibly another position within the community development, so we threw that on with the discussion. The Northfield Public Broadcasting, Sam, who's been into your radio station to talk to, he's part-time, and we're looking possibly at, could we find a way to ramp that up to a full-time position? And he's done great work in really expanding our video production within our city operations and our cable television channels. And then last of all, our Spanish translator, which has been at halftime, looking at possibly that could be one to increase as well. But again, this is kind of the all-in request of where we think ideally we would be, and then the challenge is how much can we afford to do with that. And but we did, at least we really kind of dug into understanding those positions, how they're beneficial. We didn't really get to how to pay for it side of it, which mm-hmm. is going to come in our upcoming meeting. So that's kind of the pieces that are going to be coming up, I guess, as it relates to the staffing and general operations.
All right. Yeah, that is kind of an important part, is paying for itself. Definitely agree with you there. City Administrator Ben Martig with us. We're just about out of time, Ben. Anything else?
If that wasn't enough, there were I won't get into the detail of this if we're almost out of time, okay. Jeff, but we also have our capital equipment plan over 5 years and our capital improvement plan. So equipment means our trucks that we're buying. We have been looking at moving to purchasing more hybrid vehicles, electric and gas combination, and then in some cases fully electric. The challenge in city government sometimes is the emerging technology isn't there for a lot of the types of vehicles we use. So pickup trucks is just around the corner to have a fully electric options, but it's just not quite there right now. But we are continuing to look at that. We're recommending to buy one fully electric police vehicle where we've had some hybrids. And so we looked at our equipment plan. And then our improvement plan includes streets, parks improvements, and you know, one of our challenges that we continue to have within our infrastructure plan is really our parks. Our parks funding has been low and has been challenging with the amount of maintenance and needs that we have, identifying how to help take care of those, let alone try and expand any facilities that we have. So that will be an ongoing discussion as we discuss the budget ahead of us.
And we will have a lot of discussions here on the budget, as that as we do each year during this second half of the fiscal year. So, Ben, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it today, and we'll have you back. I guess, is it a regular meeting next week then?
It is. Back at it.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig. You're listening to 95.1 The One.